Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Monday morning with our pre-opening summary. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices are called weak to 50 cents per hundredweight lower today on follow-through weakness from last week and on lower pork cutout prices from Friday. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents lower with top prices from $45 to $49. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, August 17th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,459. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $59.50 to $69. The weighted average, $65.31, a loss of 94 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.11 to $54.18, and the weighted average was $51.64. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,262, the base price range $59 to $72.25, the weighted average $67.54, a loss of 44 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.11 to $56.50, and the weighted average was $51.98. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, as I look at the old Davis rain gauge, shows about a quarter of an inch of rain over there on Friends Plaza.
Yeah, that was in the last 40 minutes or so. And that gauge underestimates a little bit, too. So at least a quarter of an inch of rain and maybe a third of an inch in a downpour that we just had come through. Some places have had very heavy rainfall in the last 24 hours in our two-state area. Flash flood watches or flood watches are in effect for northern Illinois and parts of central Illinois and across northern Indiana. And a quarter of locally heavy rain is setting up here. It's already started, and between Saturday and tomorrow, basically a good portion of northern Iowa and to southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, southern Michigan, northern Indiana, and northwest Ohio getting some heavy rainfall. And some of those areas have been quite dry. Others have been quite wet. Now some are too wet with the flash flood watches and in a few cases some flash flood warnings. Farther south, rainfall is not as significant. There are scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring with locally heavy totals, but some areas are not going to get heavy rain as you get into southern parts of Illinois and Indiana and Kentucky. And those areas have been extremely dry of late, and some of those areas and neighboring Missouri also are where temperatures got over 100 degrees on several occasions last week. So some of those places are going to getting some benefits and others not so much. The widespread heavy rainfall staying to the north. But there are portions of Missouri and southern Illinois and southern Indiana in line for some showers and thunderstorms the next couple of days. And this is really all moisture from the remnants of Tropical Storm Aaron that moved into the Texas coast last week and never reached hurricane force, but it did produce a lot of heavy rain over portions of Texas and then into Oklahoma. And now some of that moisture is curving up our way. So we are looking at a definite shot at moisture for some areas that haven't had a lot of late. Of course, the other big feature on the weather map is Hurricane Dean heading now for the Cayman Islands after moving just south of Jamaica or passing just south of Jamaica. It's a Category 4 storm that could become a 5. Right now, indications are it's going to make landfall in Mexico, first on the Yucatan Peninsula, and then it will go into the Gulf of Mexico and probably make landfall south of Texas. So in the U.S., really the South Texas coast is most threatened by Hurricane Dean. A track that far south usually means there will not be remnant moisture coming up in our direction, so we're not looking for that from Dean. We do have, though, some changes in the weather pattern may be setting up late this week into next week that will maybe favor some showers in some of the southern areas that haven't gotten rain of late. The Delta remains dry. The southeast is dry. There's still a drought from Kentucky through Tennessee into Alabama. And high pressure setting up there may favor development of more tropical systems here over the next couple of weeks. So really, when you look at a long-range forecast, it's not very accurate because a lot of it depends on the tropics at this time of year, and the tropics are really not something you can forecast well in advance. All we can say is we're going into the climatological time when hurricanes are more likely to develop in the Atlantic Basin, and the weather pattern is becoming more favorable for that, too, with lighter winds aloft. So we're going to be watching for more tropical systems, some of which may eventually get into some of the dry areas of the Delta and Southeast, but no guarantee on that. So just to summarize, it looks like heavy rain is going to occur across much of the Midwest Corn Belt over the next couple of days, especially the northern parts. And then at the same time, it looks like the Delta is not going to get all that wet here, so hot and dry weather will continue there. But as we go beyond this week, there are many many question marks still out there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 646, down 4.5. Last trade down 1.5. December, 663, down 1. Last trade down 2. September wheat of the Board of Trade opened at 670, down 2. Last trade down 2.5. December, 685, down 3.5. Last trade down 4. July, 572, down 1. Last trade down 3.25. September corn opened at 327, down 1.5, last trade unchanged. December, 344.25, down 1.5, last trade down 0.5. July, 376.5, down 0.25, last trade down 0.75. September beans opened at 806, down 5.5, last trade down 3. November, 820.75, down 7, last trade down 5. Take it out to next March, 845.5, down 7, last trade down 2. September soybean meal, 218.50, down 30, last trade up 70. September soybean oil, 35.25, down 14, last trade down 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
At least we don't have all those outside influences to shake up the market like we had late last week, at least for the start of today.
Yeah, other than energies being a little bit weaker, I'd say that's probably pretty much the case. We've kind of steadied some of that with the Fed putting some more money out there. You saw the Dow make its way back, so hopefully we don't have that forcing our hand out here for the week this week. I think in general people will watch what ProFarmer does. They start their tour this week. We'll start seeing reports out of what they're getting yield-wise out here. You and I were talking earlier, I still think Indiana, they've got a little bit on the high side on what kind of crop we've got. But overall, we may see these rains that have come through the northern belts actually pick up some of the areas in the northern areas that actually the USDA may not be too far off on their total numbers. I tend to think the bean crop's actually getting a little bit better with the number of areas that have gotten rain. There's more rain on its way. The only area that looks like it's going to be a problem for us is going to be down in the Delta, which the only way I see a good rain come to them is if something happens from the tropics. It doesn't look like Aaron's going to give them much rain, although it might hit southern Illinois and southern Indiana and give them a decent rain here.
Is corn a trading range affair in your mind set between now and harvest?
I think it is to some extent, although if we start getting some good numbers out of ProFarmer, I'm not going to rule out that these corn couldn't make a test of the $3 mark, but I would think at those levels we would see some solid commercial pricing to help support it from there, and I still look for an issue to try and buy acres unless beans just fall off the table, which I don't expect.
So from $3 to what on the top side, $3.50?
Well, I think it topside, you know, between now and harvest?
Between now and harvest.
Yeah, I would say that 350 to 360 area is probably going to hold these corn together. After harvest, I could see corn starting to make a nice little run at it to try and make sure we don't lose too many acres, because I'm in the camp that we're losing 5 to 6 million acres at today's price levels.
Turn your attention to the beans. Technical action last week was ugly.
Very ugly. The only thing maybe is helpful is the close on Friday brought us back up on the weekly chart to close above a long-term uptrend line that I've got drawn on the charts. But certainly the rains are beneficial, and like I said, I think we're edging up to a 42 to 43 crop, much as we've had the last 3 years, and that could keep some pressure on this bean market, along with energies being lower here. I could easily see these beans trying to make a run back down, you know, maybe in the 750 to 775 area myself, Dave.
All right, the calls then.
I'm going to go with a steady, a little bit easier corn start, maybe half to one lower. I think you'll come back and trade both sides there. I think you'll be 3 to 5 lower in the beans, and I tend to think the beans will stay on pressure for the day. Wheat market looks like it's going to be a little bit lower as we get started. There was some rain in Australia over the weekend, so I think wheat will stay on the negative tone most of the day today.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.